There's a growing call from groups across the country asking their local governments to defund police departments. And here in Grand Rapids, there are two separate initiatives advocating for the defunding of the Grand Rapids Police Department. The first police defunding proposal comes from a group of local residents calling themselves the People's Budget Grand Rapids.
Really hoping to get the police budget down from, I think 38% is what it's going to be for 2021, down to 32%.
That's Kiara Kaminsky, one of the organizers with People's Budget GR. For the upcoming fiscal year, about 38% of the City of Grand Rapids budget is allocated to GRPD. But People's Budget GR is proposing 32%, with savings dedicated to supporting services like 311, public schools, and housing. The second initiative comes from the group known as Together We Are Safe, Bridging the Gap, proposing a complete restructuring of Grand Rapids public safety. LaDonna Norman, one of the group's organizers, says this is a direct response to the violence against the Black community by the police.
I think that we could police our own community. I can't give a dollar amount on what the police should get or should be allowed to have, but I do question why there's this huge need for a $54 million budget with a police department who's disconnected from the Black community.
The upcoming fiscal year's budget for the City of Grand Rapids was approved by city commissioners on May 21st, but there is a possibility the budget could be amended. I'm Michelle Jokashbolo.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.